כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
So Baruch Hashem, for the past few years, every week we have this shiur. Usually it is dealing with the sugya of the weekly parsha, and sometimes in Yonah D'Yoyma. Last week we combined both of them, Parsha Semer, Sviya Suwaimer, this week as well. We are in the midst of a Shmita year. So Shmita is the Ikar Nogei B'Yetz Yisrael, but Gam Achenu Shebemedinas Yam have a very keen interest in Dine Shviyas, as I know. And the sugya today is Achilas Peres Shviyas. Is it a mitzvah or not? So this week's parsha, V'hoisu Shabbos Oretz Lechem La'ochalo. L'chayra, this is a mitzvah. Once again in Parshas Mishpotim, V'ashviyas Tishmeteno V'nitashto, V'ochlo Avyoinei Amecho, V'yisrom Toichol Chayas Asoda. Is this a mitzvah? Or the kavona of the pasuk is just, you need to be mafka, the produce of the field, and let anybody take whatever they want. Relinquish your ownership. Voice of Shabbos Oretz Lechem La'ochlo to everyone. Va'ochlo Avyoinei Amecho. So this is a machlokes in the Rishonim. The Rambam does not count the mitzvah of Achilas Peres Shviyas in the Taryag. Mitzvah Gimel Sheshachach Harav, in the Ramban's opinion, is, the Ramban wonders, why doesn't the Rambam count? And as a machlokes Achronim, what is the kavon of the Ramban? Megillas Esther, one of the major commentaries of the Rambam, Noisa Kalem Shel Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, the Tashbis and Zohar HaRakia, Marit Al-Gazi, Hilchos Chala Perek Beis, Charedim, Mitzvos Tluyos Ba'oretz, Simen Aleph, Os Yutes. They all maintain, according to the Ramban, yes, it's a mitzvah to say to eat Peres Shviyas. The Chazanish Yud Aled Yud, Hilchos Shviyas, has a different opinion. Now the Chazanish argues, all the Ramban means, why doesn't the Rambam count the lav abo mechlal asay? The Ramban writes, Voisishav soz lechem le'ochlo, v'dorshu chazal le'ochlo v'lo l'schoiro. So what the Ramban means is a prohibition, actually. Chazal darshan le'ochlo v'lo l'schoiro. You're not allowed to sell Peres Shviyas or buy Peres Shviyas. Doesn't belong to you. You cannot sell what isn't yours. That's the command of the Ramban. But even the Ramban agrees, there is no mitzvah to eat Peres Shviyas. Still is a wonder to me, because there are two most fundamental halachas that are the essence of the issa, of the way we need to handle Peres Shviyas, and both are gemaras. Samach beis omed alef anavei dezora, lo ochlo v'lo l'schoiro, Nun beis omed beis emsochem, lo ochlo v'lo l'hefsen. The why is that a man only quote the gemara anavei dezora, and he disregards, he ignores the gemara emsochem. So Mincha Soshan Shviyas, I dealt with this question, but I did not come up with a convincing and reasonable explanation. But anyway, I think the Chazanish fits in better with the Ramban, because the Ramban does write, V'hoisu Shabbos Oretz Lechem La'ochlo V'dorshu Chazal La'ochlo V'lo L'schoira. Two contemporaries of the Chazanish wrote the same, have the same opinion. The Ridvaz was an amazing sage, the Rav of Tzvas, and his neighbor, Rav Moshe Klios, was the Rav in Tveria. Sefer Toiras Ha'oretz, Perek Ches, Os, Kof, Hey. And I think even when we analyze the psukim, Chazanish seems to be right. And these psukim do not mean a mitzvah to say to eat Peres Shviyas. And I want to read these two psukim in their entirety. V'oisu Shabbos Oretz Lechem La'ochlo L'cho V'la'avdecho U'la'amasecho U'leschicho U'letoishovcho Agorem Imoch U'levehemtecho V'lachaya Asher Ba'aretzecho Tiyakol Tvos Alecho. This indicates hefka, not a mitzvah. Because when the animals eat food, that definitely cannot be a mitzvah. Schircho v'teshavcho agorim imcho, according to many Rishonim, obviously the Rambam as well, is non-Jews. Your servants, your maids, your non-Jewish ones, if they live in your house, you are entitled to feed them perisuvias. So, this doesn't seem to be a mitzvah. And going back to the Pesuk in Parshas Mishpotim, Vashvias tishmetenu v'nitashlu, that is the mitzvah of Hefker, v'ochlu evyoni amecho, v'yislam toichel chayas asoda. So in this Pesuk one could argue, v'yitram toichel chayas asoda. So there is a division between v'ochlu evyoni amecho, and only what they leave over, toichel chayas asoda. But if this Pesuk means a mitzvah, it is not only aniyim. Perishvias is not matnas aniyim, it's not leket shikha v'peyo. Perishvias, every Jew is entitled. Mozen gimel sudois, notnim lakol echon v'yechon. So therefore, I think both these psukim in Pashtus are just a manifestation of the mitzvah of Hefka. These fruits are not yours. You need to just leave them to everyone. V'hoistos Shabbos oretz lochem, in plural form, lochem la'achla, lacho. And the same in Parshas Mishpotim. So I do feel stronger the opinion of the Chazanish and not the opinion of the others. The Megillah says to wants to prove that it's not a mitzvah, supporting the Rambam against the Ramban, because in his opinion, according to the Ramban, it is a mitzvah. So the Megillah's Esther wants to be medayed from the Roshan of the Mishnah. Shvias, Perekhes, Mishnah Beis. Shvias, Nitino, Lachila, Lishtiyo, Lasicha, Nitino. Seems to be, it is permitted, it is given, Lachila, Lishtiyo, but it's not a Chiyuv. I wonder. We find exactly the same Roshan in the Mishnah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis of Masechet Masreni, and Masreni, Lekuli Alma, everybody agrees, is a mitzvah. And that's the lesson of the Mishnah. The Rambam himself, the Chasdomis, Perek Yud Aleph Aluch Aleph, uses the same language on Truma. And the Rambam himself, Perek Tezvav Chov Beis, Hilchas Truma says, Chil Truma is a mitzvah, and a Kohen needs to make a brocha, Shekidushol Levi, Gdushol Shashar, Mitzivor Olechol Truma. So the Loshen Nitno is just, what are Peres Shvias designated for? But the Loshon does in no way indicate that it's not a mitzvah. We find the same Loshon by Maaseh Sheni in the Mishnah and by Truma in the Rambam. There is a Yerushalmi from which the Achronim want to be medayik that it is a mitzvah. Yerushalmi Shvias Chov Beis Amid Aleph. Ein Machayve Noisar Lechol Pas Sheipsho Knuvas Yerek Tavshul Shenes Kalkol. Ein Machayve Noisar Lechol food that is no longer really fitted for consumption. It has become rotten, or mashma, if the food is proper food and tasty and appealing, it is a mitzvah. And that's why the Yerushalmi says, Ein mechayven es alechom pas sheibsho. So the Chazanish offers an interpretation which is a huge doichik and difficult to accept. Chazanish says, Ein machai ben oisalechol doesn't mean that there is a half a minute that he needs to eat. What it means is we do not relate to pasha ipsho v'tavsha shanaskalka v'knus yerek as if it is food. V'machal odom osor latet lebehema. You are allowed to give this stuff to animals because they're no longer designated to people, and that is what the Yerushalmi means, Ein Mechayven Oisalechal. This is so unreasonable. Ein Mechayven Oisalechal, which means he's not mechuyiv, he's not obligated to eat. What is the havam in it? Even proper perishvias, he has no mitzvah whatsoever. Some say the havam is he needs to eat. Lemnoya have said. But the Maritz opinion, Chelek Aleph Pei Gimel, and the Chazanish agrees, there is no Issa Groma by Hefzed Perishvias, only be a daim, and this is far less than a grama. Is there a havamina you eat? You need to eat all the fruits, all the vegetables, whatever has perishvias. What you need to burst to prevent hefsed. It is only natural that a great deal of the produce of the field at the end of the day remains uneaten. That is nature. I have a pshat in this Yerushalmi, and I think my pshat is so pushit and so reasonable and so appealing, sometimes I wonder, why did it wait for me? My pshat would be this. The common denominator, the tzad ha-shova, between pas she-ipsho, tavsho she-naskalka, knuvas yerek, is you are the one that caused this food to get ruined. Because grain could stand for years and it won't get decomposed. The huge silos of grain hold hundreds of tons of grain for many months and even years. Doesn't rot, doesn't get decomposed. Fruits and vegetables, before you peel them, could last much longer than the moment you peel them. You peel an apple, a few hours later, it's no longer appealing. But before you take off the peels, it could last much longer. And most foodstuffs, vegetables, have a longer shelf life than a cooked soup. So the havamina is, pas she'ipsho, knuvas yerek, tavsho she'naskalkal. If at the end of the day you're not going to eat them, lemafreya, you might be considered as a person that was mafsid biyodayim peres kedusha shviyas. You peeled the fruits and vegetables, you cooked the food, you took grain and turned it into bread. If you're not going to eat your stuff, then lemafreya, you're a mafsid. Ein mechayev enoyselecha. Why? When I peeled these fruits, I did the right thing. That's the way people eat these specific fruits and vegetables. And when I cooked my dinner, it's what I was supposed to do. We're not lions or tigers that eat raw meat, or horses and cows that eat raw vegetation. So pas she'ipsho, tavsho she'nizbasho, knuvas yerek. That is the proper way to treat these foods. And because at the time our intention was to consume and to eat, even if at the end of the day we won't eat, that is not considered mafsid biyadayim. That is my interpretation, that's my pshat, and I see no other. Because even if we would assume that it is a mitzvah to eat peres shviyas, definitely isn't a chiyuv. So recently, Chol HaMoed, I said a big shiur about the very concept of mitzvah shel rishus. It's not a mitzvah de pshita that the bechlal is such a concept, mitzvah shel rishus. And I brought only three examples. Truma l'koyen, peres shviyas, according to some achronim medas haramban, matzah kol shivo, the opinion of the Vilna Gaon of the Gero. No others besides the three. So even if we would assume there is a mitzvah to eat peres shviyas, it can never be a chiyuv, only a mitzvah. So what's the lashon? Ein mechayven oisoy lechol pas she'ipsho tavsho she'naskalkal. Ma havei min she'ipsho mechayven oisoy lechol. Even proper peres shviyas, ein mechayven oisoy lechol, it's never a chiyuv, and therefore the only reasonable explanation is the one that I offered. The havamina is because if you don't eat the food that you prepare, then it is you that caused this food to be magia lidei hefset. Kamashmalan? No. So even though I support, and I think the Chazon Ish is right, that even according to the Ramban, it's not a real mitzvah, it's just a lava bo machlan say, but I still want to make an important point. It is a mitzvah of a sort. Chibo yisaylo. Because otherwise, what is kedushas shviyas? The very concept of kedusha. Kedusha means dedication. It has no other translation, interpretation. Many times at the beginning of a shiur, you hear me saying, שיעור היום מוקדש לעילוי נשמוסו של פלויני, לרפואה שלמה לאלמוני. And in the English here, I say, this year is dedicated. Lagdish means to dedicate. Hagdisha is dedication, designation. At the beginning of Masechet Kiddushin, Beis Amed Beis, the Gemara says, what's the Loshon Kiddushin? Why does a husband say to the wife, Achosin to the Kala, Areyat Mikudesh Asli? The Oselo Akuli Alme Kehagdish. Tosis explains, that's Drash. Pshat is, Mikudeshesli, Miuchidesli, Mizumenesli. You are to me, and that is why she is also Akuli Alme Kehagdish. Because she is dedicated and designated to her husband, and therefore, she is not permitted to anyone else. That is the concept of Hegdish. Kodesh legevoya v'oso lehediyet. Two different types of Hegdish. Kedushas Mizbeach, Kedushas Bedekabayis. Kedushas Mizbeach of the Korbanos, the sacrifices that go upon the Mizbeach, Mizbach Hashem. Bedekabayis is dedicated to the building of the Beis HaMikdash, to the clay Mikdash. Both are dedicated, designated legevoya, and that is why they're also lehediyet. Who ishu miuchedes mizumenes labaal, and that is why she's also a kuli alma. We find the expression of kedusha even in a negative context, and not only in a positive connotation. Brochas davches, elu parsiim amugdoshim umizumonim legehenom. The Persians, the Rishoim, they are dedicated to Gehenim. That is where they belong, and that is where ultimately they will go. And the lesson of the Gemara in Brochas Avches, Mugidoshin umizumonim legehenim. So what is Kedusha Shviyas? Kedusha for what? Kodesh lema. There is no Kedusha that only has a negative connotation. Lo lehefsid, lo leschoyre, not for this, not for that. For what? Yes. La'achilas Yisro. So the Chazon Ish is the Mor d'Shmaitz. He's the one that says, Ein kavonas haramban, there's a mitzvah. The Chazon Ish contradicts his own words in the very same simon. Chazon Ish I quoted before is Yud Aled Yud, and now it's Yud Aled Daled. A gevaldig achilish of the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish proves that we are entitled to prevent goyim from coming into the fields and collecting perishvias. Chazon Ish asks, what right do we have to prevent from them? It's hefka. It's not ours. We have no authority or no ownership. What right do we have to prevent the goy from coming and collecting perishvias? The Chazon Ish in two different places has two different explanations. But in Yud Aled Daled, he writes an amazing chiddush, and he writes, we have the right to prevent them because even the non-Jews are obligated lo lekapeach Yisrael mimitzvoson. They are obligated to be supportive and help us, at least not prevent us from doing our duty, serving Hashem and performing our mitzvahs. And therefore, they are not allowed to take away our Peder Shvias. Because this is our mitzvah, not theirs. Chazon Ish. It's a mitzvah. Chazon Ish, in the very same simon, says it's not a mitzvah, even according to the Ramban. And I say, it's not a mitzvah, I say. But these Peders have Kedusha. Kedusha lema, Kedusha la'achil. That's what they are designated for. And if the Bach says in Hilchas Berachas HaPeresim Mareish Chesen or Achaim that Peres has soul of Kedusha, and anybody that eats Peres has soul becomes elevated. It brings holiness to those that eat Peres has soul. Kal v'choim HaPeres Shvias. It is a higher level of Kedusha than any other pre in Eretz Yisrael all the six other years. It's Kedusha Shvias. Peres Hatzisol are designated lo la'achila la'froshes tonas ha'maisas, but Peres Shvias have no other designation, a positive one besides v'hoisu Shabbos ha'oretz lechem la'ochal. So we pray from the Chazon Ish that yes, it is a mitzvah of a sort, is a mitzvah in a way. Peres Shvias kedoshim ופרש ויש מקדשים את אוכליהם. So I recently wrote a very warm and encouraging letter to a group of Balabatim in America. You know, one of them is a very dear friend to me, and he asks me not to say his name. He's an honor and a gewaltig talmud. He lives in five towns. What else could I say without mentioning his name? Many of you know him. Wonderful person. And he initiated with a group of Balabatim, supporting the farmers in Israel and supplying the produce of the field, the fruit, from the farms directly to yeshivas and to schools and to kehillahs, direct. And that is the purest form of oitza beis din. It prevents all the halacha complications and difficulties of medida and mishkal and schoira and so many different problems in halacha. That is the way we should treat Perish Shavuos. Many in our community in Israel would never touch Perish Shavuos, as if they carry a bacteria or a germ, as if you're going to get COVID, because they're afraid of the halachas. If we could make Perish Shavuos available to everyone, it's such a mitzvah. So in my backyard, I have a lemon tree. On one hand, it's a pain in the neck. If I wouldn't have that tree, I would build two more rooms in my house. I don't want to cut down a fruit tree. But the evet, I love that tree. Not only does it give the most beautiful and tasty lemons in the entire Middle East, which it does, but I have the opportunity to be mafresh to Mr. Mises with a brocha from Tevel Vaday, which is not very common, and Kiddush Shavuos. So I have a sign outside my house. In the backyard there's a lemon tree. It's Hefka. Anybody that wants lemons, knock on the door and we'll be happy to let you in. Some people actually do knock on the door, not very many. So I am happy to eat those lemons because Kiddush Shavuos. We should be mechabev Kiddush Shavuos. So today, I think it was a very interesting shiur, and we touched upon some fundamental ideas and big chiddush. This week's Pasha, Pasha's Bahar, is the mitzvah of Shavuos. Avoides ha'oretz v'avoides ha'domo, hefker peiris Shavuos. Chazal and various different sources, coin shomri Shavuos, geboirei koyach, oise devorei. And in Medrash Rabbah, the beginning of Chumash Shemois, we find in Chazal, why are they geboir koyach? Person sees his fruit, his fields, the product of his toil, and he gives it all away. Mafkir it all. Strangers come into his fields. Enjoy his fruit. Take it away. Take it home. And you must trust the Kodesh Baruch Hu with Tzivisi as Berchosi. Geboirei koyach oise devorei. And the Medrash says it's not one day, it's not a week, it's not a month, it's an entire year. We find this expression to another category as well. Shabbos Pechai Samad Aleph. That's the Loshen Shemalach HaShoros Mishtam Shem. And that is what a Kodesh Baruch Hu said on Bnei Yisrael Kishigdim and Asra Nishma. What's the Chodesh Shuvah? What is the common denominator between Bnei Yisrael Bahar Sinai Shigdim and Asra Nishma and Shoyim HaShavuos? Obviously, Amunah and Betochen. They both trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a total way. Person toiled in his fields. This is his fruit. It's his sustenance. It's his lifeline. Once upon a time, when there was a famine in the land, people died from hunger. This is what will keep me and my family going. And he puts his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an easy as Baruch Hu. B'nai Yisrael Gimel Asra Nishma, They didn't even know what a Kodesh Baruch Hu demands. What are the mitzvahs? They trusted a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's all going to be wonderful. In that same daf in Shabbos Beches, the Gemara tells the story of Rava who was sitting and learning. His fingers were under the bench he was sitting on, and they were bleeding. And a tzedoki sees Rava, and he laughs at him, and he says, "Ame pezizu dekadmisu pumaychu leudnaychu, adayin bepsizu zaychu kaimisu." Silly people, "Ame peziza," you put your mouths before your ears when you said Nasa v'nishma. You didn't even know what a Kodesh Baruch Hu demands, and you said, "We're going to perform, and we're going to take it all upon ourselves." You're still the same. And Rava says, "Ananda segina bishlemu says kaim bom tumas yishulam tanchem." And you, the Seginim Ba'akal Kalusa, Eskayim Bachem, Veselev Boidim Yeshodeim. And Rashi explains, Tumas Yishorim Tanchem, Hisalachnu Imoy Betoim Lev Kederech Oysem Ba'ahavo, Vebotachnu Bo. We trusted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And out of pure love, we trusted Him, and we are confident He would not demand anything that we cannot perform. He will not demand anything that we cannot live with. And all the mitzvahs He's going to give us are to our benefit, to our good. So both put their trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I think it goes far beyond that. Both are against the very basic nature of man. A person doesn't see others taking advantage of his possessions and his toil. B'shivyo nefesh. Perek Gimel Debova Basta, there's Aloche Cheskes Gimel Shonim. If a person sits in a house, he sits in a field 3 years, and nobody was Moicha, we assume the house is his, the field is his. And the reasoning, the rationale is, if a wood belonged to someone else, it is impossible that that somebody wouldn't give a machor, wouldn't shout and scream, "Get out of my house, get out of my land." And this is exactly what the Torah demands from Shomrei Shviyos. It's your land, it's your toil. Let go. Let anyone take it. That's against the very nature of man. Hekdim HaNasa L'Nishim is against the nature of man. The human being was born free. He never wanted to be a slave. Slaves always try to run away and to escape. A free man would never take upon himself what he doesn't even know what is required. Did you ever see a worker signing a contract to work without knowing what are the conditions? What will he demand it to do? How many hours? And what is the compensation he will get? Only a slave is Magdim Nasa L'Nishma, and that is against human nature. That is what we did at Har Sinai, and we're approaching Chag HaShavuos very soon. And that is the common denominator that Tzadah Shoveh between Shomrei Shviyos and Bnei Esor Shekdim Nasa L'Nishma. And that is why they are Giboirei Koyach Eizehu Gibor HaKoyvish Es Yitzro. The real hero, the real giver, is the one that overcomes his yetzer, his inclination, his basic human nature. Eze giver akovish es yitzer. And that is, migil haraz elabon eloshen shemalachi ashuras mishtam shuboy. Because the angels don't need to fight their yetzer, they don't have one. They don't need to go against their nature because they don't have one. They were created in the heavens to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. They have no other option. They have no Yetzirah. They have no lust and no temptations. We are the Geboirei Koyach. Eze Gibor HaKoyvish Es Yitzro. Beruchnias and Begashmias. So Beshvias, it's about Gashmias. It's about your livelihood, your sustenance. Trust the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Give it all away. Mamad Har Sinai was in Ruchnias. Trust the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Take it upon yourself. All the mitzvahs are for your good and to your benefit, and they will make you happy. Ashrecho b'yoylam hazeh v'toyv lecho l'yoylam abo. Let us all be geboirei koyach oyseh devorah l'shmoy b'kol devorah, and we'll support Shomrei Shviyos, and we will, like our forefathers, each and every day of our lives, we will say Nasa v'nishma. ושבזכר בקורב תביאס משיח צדקנו, במהרו וימינו.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון. 03-617-1111